I don't understand why we don't understand this. I mean, everyone wants to make a racial issue out of it.
Like
ooh, the, you know, white replacement theory. No, no, no. This is a voting rights question. I have less political power because they're importing a brand new electorate. Why should I sit back and take that? The power that I have as an American, guaranteed at birth, is one man, one vote, and they're diluting it. No, they're not allowed to do that. Why are we putting up with this?
That's a good question. So this sparked a shit ton of pushback against Carlson. And, well, he's talking about the replacement theory, as it's called. And there was a tweet by Jonathan Greenblatt. And he is...
I look kind of Jewish.
He's kind of Jewish. So he says, at Tucker Carlson, replacement theory is a white supremacist tenet that the white race is in danger by a rising tide of non-whites. Yeah. It is anti-Semitic, racist, and toxic. How is it anti-Semitic? Who mentioned Jews? It has informed the ideology of mass shooters in El Paso, Christchurch, and Pittsburgh. Tucker must go. So, well, people know Tucker Carlson from before, but he is the most viewed personality on mainstream TV, as far as I know, in America. He's got like 4 million viewers. No one else pulls that amount of people. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, I think that's true. Maybe the second would be like, I don't know, Oprah or something. Not sure.
Ooh, that's gross. He has been dropping these truth bombs here and there over the years, and people are very, in our sphere, always excited about Tucker's based points, but he never argues race. Like, this is my main disappointment with the guy, is that he's written a book about his political career and how he came into the media and his thoughts on that. A Ship of Fools, or The Ship of Fools, I think it is. I haven't read the book. I've only taken part of comments on the reviews in the book. And his thoughts in a longer interview that I... Oh, yeah, it was with Ben Shapiro. Oh, my God. That was a pain to go through. But I did listen to Tucker Carlson's view on America and demographics and all that stuff. He never mentions the white people. And it's unacceptable to me.